This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Fights between two big corporations don't usually affect our day-to-day lives. Until our TVs go dark, that is. Yes, CBS and Time Warner Cable are still fighting over money, which means no CBS or Showtime again tonight for Time Warner customers in LA, New York, and Dallas. CBS is even blocking access to its web episodes if you have Time Warner Internet. Look, if all you want to do is watch Under the Dome tonight, Sally Herships may be able to help.
Time Warner and CBS may have betrayed you, but your TV signal is still there waiting for you, traveling magically through the air.
As it always has.
Bill Hayes is director of engineering at Iowa Public Television. He says TV works pretty much the same as it did in the 50s, with radio waves.
An RF signal traveling through free space to an antenna, and then the antenna receiving it and transferring it to the receiver.
Right. You'll need an antenna. But you'll get the broadcast networks like CBS and NBC for free.
The most popular, the most viewed programming on TV is available free.
Denny Duplessis owns Denny's TV Antenna Service.com. He's used to the network cable fistfights. About 5% of his business comes from consumers trapped in the middle. Antennas can run anywhere from $20 to hundreds of dollars, depending on how hard it is for the signal to reach you.
Well, to be honest, there aren't a lot of alternatives.
Mark Robichaud is the editor of Multichannel News. He says you can watch new episodes on Amazon a week later or switch to a cable alternative like satellite TV or Fios. And there's Aereo, which uses a special signal to bring broadcast to the web.
But it costs $8 a month. So if you're a cable subscriber, you're not going to want to solve this problem by spending more money on it.
Robichaud says this game of chicken is costing both Time Warner and CBS. But at least there's some drama to follow while your set is blank. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.